researchers in Southampton say regular exercise can help people to fight cancer. And we're talking about that right now on BBC Radio 7. Now, they've been awarded more than £3.5 million to study the link between physical fitness and the time it takes to recover from major surgery. We've been to University Hospital Southampton to meet patients who are already benefiting from the research. One of those is 74-year-old Morag Cottrell. Have a listen.
Okay, Morag, do you want to come in?
My name's Morag Cottrell, and I live in Lymington.
Here we are again.
Another session.
I ended up here because last year I was diagnosed with esophageal cancer. So that threw me into a very busy year of treatment and the exercise program.
And I'll just get your other foot in as well. My shoes. Okay, so when you feel ready, just start pedalling forwards.
The programme involved an exercise bike in a laboratory, and I would come 3 sessions a week with a member of staff with me and taking me through it. In a way, it wasn't quite so tough as I thought it might be, so I coped pretty well. The results actually were very good, and by the time I reached point of surgery, I was in the best state I could be, and I knew I was, and that was marvellous.
So yeah, just keep going. I used to say that's perfect, that's brilliant, really good.
Yeah. Afterwards, I was quite surprised how well I coped. Post-surgery, okay, I had a few tough days, but nothing too horrendous. I was discharged within 10 days. I was out walking myself after 4 days. So I just gained on all fronts, and it's still showing now.
We're going to be doing that one next week. So
if I was asked for my advice by anyone who was considering it, I would be saying 100% you go for it. You will benefit on so many levels, including psychologically.
So there you are. That is Morag's story. And listening to that, joining me now is Dr. Sandy Jack from University Hospital Southampton, who is the project's lead investigator. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning, Julian.
Fascinating. Morag from Lymington there, basically saying, you know, get down the gym before you have the op. Is that the spirit of this? Yeah?
Absolutely. So fitter patients do better during and after major surgery, and we've been working on this for 10 years together with Professor Mike Grocott, who leads our Fit for Surgery Consortium at University Southampton, and we have been doing this all in hospital with a really good adherence of a 6-week training programme of 3 times a week of 96%, and then Morag's programme, which was for 15 weeks, so twice a week during chemo, 3 times after, with around 85%.
And what's the sort of physiological reason? I mean, is it just because you're better suited to respond to the treatment, or are you producing endorphins, or do we know any more?
So we don't actually know the mechanism, but we do know unequivocally that if you're fitter, then you have less complications during surgery and recover better, probably to do with an inflammatory process. We've got a hint, and it is only a hint, that if you respond to an exercise training program, so you get physically fit, undergoing chemotherapy, then your tumour shrinks. So we think there's a real link. And also, there is all the evidence out there to suggest if you're fit, then recurrence is less likely in certain cancer types. So we're very excited about this,
so that
this
again.
Prospect.
The bit about the tumour, so the bit you just said there, you go through the list of the tumour could be seen to reduce,
yes,
because you're doing more exercise whilst having chemo, or
potentially.
Gosh, that's why this research is going on, isn't it?
This is why the research is going on, and that's where we kind of want to be in the long run. But as I said, this has all been in hospital training, so
right.
This unique funding model, which is Wessex Cancer Fit for Surgery study, fondly known as WESFIT, is a unique funding model because it's from NHS England, and it's being delivered at Southampton for Wessex Cancer Alliance on behalf of the Hampshire Isle of Wight and Dorset Sustainability and Transformation bids, which were announced in Parliament, and there was a press release yesterday.
Good. Are you looking for people to join in on this? How does it work when you do this kind of research? Do you approach patients who come in and say, do you want to do it? What, how does it work?
So we have a clinical service where we objectively assess patients anyway. And this has been running for some time now, run by Dr. Denny Levitt. She's the lead. So we will recruit patients via that sort of system.
And could, from this research, something quite significant happen nationwide, even worldwide?
So potentially. So what we've done, this programme particularly is unique because we're rolling out into the community. So we've partnered with council gyms and Cancer Support Centre, so Wessex Cancer Trust, and we then want it to lead to a prehabilitation service so that this is then rolled out nationally and then potentially internationally. So we're very excited about making a real difference to cancer patients within Wessex and then also within the UK and potentially
internationally. The world. Well, you never know, because it might become a thing that's read by, in papers around the world. And this is going to last, the study, between 18 and 24 months,
yes.
Am I right? So by the end of that period, you'll have a real indication, won't you?
Absolutely. We're following patients up for 12 months. They're wearing an activity monitor for 12 months, and then we'll be able to assess which was the correct approach, because it's both physical and physiological prehabilitation, and hopefully that will become an accepted National Health Service commissioned
amazing
service. So thank
now,
you very
Sandy,
much.
Now, Sandy, you sound, I'm just, you know, you sound like a candidate for our Julian's People feature, because this is an ongoing story, which means we can catch up with you on a regular basis to see how you're getting on.
That would be perfect. Thank you so much for that exciting opportunity, Julian.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm lucky it came through the glass. Who's in charge of this? You are officially a Julian's person, so because I want to hear how it's going.
Thank you.
As it's going on, I'm at the end as well, so we'll talk again.
Perfect. Right. I look forward to it. Thank
Lovely.
You very much, Julian.
Dr. Sandy Jack. She's a new Julian's person. Hurrah. Thank you very much. 14 minutes to 8, and we'll keep an eye, therefore, on that research as it goes on at University Hospital in Southampton. All the very best, Sandy. Good to see you there.